Saturday, a week ago, in New York City, LSU quarterback Joe Burrow was awarded the Heisman Trophy. In his acceptance speech, he said this, "I'm just a kid from Ohio chasing a dream." He then went on to point out the severe poverty that exists in his hometown. And he said, "Coming from Southeast Ohio, it's a very impoverished area, and the poverty rate is almost 2 times the national average. There's so many people there that don't have a lot, and I'm up here for all those kids in Athens and Athens County that go home to not a lot of food on the table, hungry after school. You guys can be up here too." His comment initiated an outpouring of generosity of over $300,000 in donations to anti-poverty programs in his hometown. So, what dream are you chasing? And how trustworthy can a dream be? In the beginning, God had a dream for the world. He describes this dream in the book of Genesis. God saw that all of creation was good. Centuries later, Isaiah proclaimed a different aspect of the dream that we heard last Sunday. As Advent draws to a close, we hear the fulfillment of that dream through the child who is born for us. In the fulfillment of the dream of the coming of Emmanuel, it took a yes, the yes of Mary. Her response to the very unusual message delivered by the angel was, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Today, in the gospel, we hear the yes of Joseph. He received a message in a dream to take Mary, who was with child, into his home as his wife. The day Joseph learned of Mary's pregnancy had to be the worst day of his life. I mean, was he feeling furious, betrayed, depressed, desperate, shamed, devastated? Being a just man of impeccable faith, rather than unleash all his justifiable emotions, he tried to discern God's will. So Joseph looked to the tried and true of his tradition. He consulted the scriptures. What was he to do? Surely, Joseph was confused. Joseph's dilemma was whether to rely on Moses and the commandments or the word of an angel in a dream. It was a risky decision. If he condoned, smothered over, or hid the adultery assumed of Mary, he became as guilty as the perpetrator. The safe path would have been the merciful application of the law. Divorce her quietly. But the angel ordered, "Do not be afraid." Was that command from God to be trusted? On one hand, following the law might have seemed like the best route. Why should he think he knew more than his ancestors? On the other hand, what about the Holy Spirit? Can we confine God's Spirit to our rules and expectations? Joseph apparently decided that as long as either choice could have been wrong, he might as well follow the angel's orders. For Joseph, the surprise of God called for him to abandon his plans to divorce Mary. He opened himself to the unprecedented miracle of the virgin birth. He provided the shelter and the protection to both Mary and the baby that they would need. And all of this came to Joseph while he slept in a dream. Now, if that dream had been given to most of us, well, we would have awakened, rubbed the sleep out of our eyes, and shook our heads in bewildered amazement at the weird dream we had just experienced. We would have shrugged it off as just a dream. But not Joseph. Joseph paid attention to his dreams. And so, the surprise gift of God, Joseph simply said, yes. Not with words so much as with his actions. He took Mary to be his wife. He preserved her virgin purity, and he provided the home and family circle that nurtured the Messiah. And because Joseph said yes, God's great surprise gift was given to all of us. So what if God were to ask you to change your plans, to make room for God's plans? Would you? In Isaiah's prophecy, we see another man in need of reassurance about the plan of God for his life and his people. Unlike Joseph, King Ahaz does not trust the Lord. And instead of asking for a sign from God, he decides to entrust himself and his people to the power of the Assyrians. Sometimes we allow our goals and dreams, our graphs and charts, to become more sacred than God's plans for us. And they begin to block the possibility of a new and more noble dream God has for us. Well, we don't usually rely on dreams for life-changing messages. So why in the world would Joseph reverse himself and trust a dream? I think the answer has to do with something St. Ignatius of Loyola calls discernment. Joseph challenges us to live lives of discernment. One way to describe Joseph's dream: sometimes the movement of the Spirit is so gently strong that the person praying has an inner assurance that the experience did not come from imagination, but from God. Somehow, it is possible then to doubt. So what experiences in your life do you need to discern about whether they are from God or they are not? And where are they leading you? Toward God or away from God? Well, if Joseph were to visit us today, he might counsel us to worry less and pray more. He might even give us a pre-Christmas gift of Thomas Merton's Prayer for Doubters. Let me quote a few phrases from his prayer. My Lord God, I have no idea where I am going, but I believe that the desire to please you does in fact please you. I hope that I will never do anything apart from that desire. I will not fear, for you are ever with me. Even in confusion, that is an act of faith in Emmanuel, God with us.